This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you so know it because, it doesn't really matter, ever has, ever will, blah, blah, blah. What has always mattered is who is on that side of the equation. So anyways, how are you? I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods. As we get to hang out on this lovely Thursday. It's like, where has the time gone? Now, let's not forget real quick before we get too far into this thing. If you are in the U.S. and you're in a zone that does this, time changes on Sunday or Saturday night, Sunday morning, however you want to look at it. It's really Sunday, but, you know, it confuses some people. So that's what's going on. So anyways, let's talk about this. Today's Thursday, March the 7th of 2024, day 67th of the year. And only, you ready for this? We're already at the 200s. 299 days left to go. You know, we're going to talk about it. We constantly talk about it because that's what we do around here. So as we go through this whole thing that we talk about, we're broadcasting from the Safety FM studios, as you can tell if you're watching video, in Orlando, Florida. Yes, that's where we come from. Good old Orlando. Don't hold it against me. And we are hanging out in the multiverse here. And then we're hanging out with our friends over there.
You're being infiltrated. Radio Big.
You know, infiltration in Radio Big is always a fun time as we get to hang out and talk about it. So, you know how it goes around here. We talk about safety in the news and safety. Just kind of the simple statistics of what we go over. We talk about the news. We talk about safety. We give you the opportunity to interact with the show. All kinds of stuff. The interaction with the show piece, callinradio.com. That's how you get into there. Now, there's some other aspects that you can do if you're so inclined to do so, but you don't have to be inclined to do so. It's just options that are available. Yeah, you know, that's how that goes. It's kind of the fun part. So, call-in radio, video, audio, and text messaging, all right there for you. Our show consists of the following. Safety in the news is already discussed. First hour is all that. Hour two and three is music, where we do that on the Radio Big side of the house. It's always interesting when you get to talk to people in regards on how confused they are at times in regards to the stuff that you do. And, you know, I'll tell you, if you hang out with me and we run into some people that don't know what I do, which I'm perfectly fine with, I want to make sure. The easiest way that I explain things to people is I'm either a motivational speaker or I'm just, an interpersonal communication person. And they're like, what? Yeah. So not a lot of questions. You don't want to say the radio stuff. It gets weird. Like, I have to tell you, I think I told you this already. When I was in Australia, I had somebody approach me, and they're like, I can't believe that that voice comes out of your face. I was like, where else would it come out of? I guess when you're accustomed to listening to me on whatever kind of device that you're listening on, it can get strange. Anyways, with that being said, let's talk real quick about what the hell was trending in the overnight.
Here is what was trending. Rated R, Safety Show.
Okay, so let's take a look at the yuck of the ook. So here you go. What's on tap today? The average American credit score has fallen for the first time in a decade. Also, Jason Kelsey plans to shed some pounds. And the secret, our secret sibling are releasing a new children's book. We'll talk about that as we get into show business. Also, Joel McHale and Chevy Chase used to duke it out while filming Community. And then what else? Could a former stripper put Prince Harry royal jewels in a spotlight? Yeah. What do you, okay, hold on. Royal jewels used to mean something else when I was much younger. So what are we talking about here? What you want to talk about? You know what I'm saying? So some stuff there, that's for sure. So there you go. So let's talk about this. As we bring in our professional broadcasters today, which will be Mark Mayfield coming in, just for you to know ahead of time, he's going to tell you what's going on with the news. We're going to talk about some things that are going on. You know, some people are not happy with Super Tuesday. We'll talk a little bit about that. We'll also talk about some of the other findings that we're, you know, that I get to delve into, because that's what I get to do. I get to delve into some of these things because they're important. At least they're important to me. So, in case you forgot, when we stream in real time, we are available on radiobig.fm, okay? So, when you go there, it just streams directly onto the website. We're also available on safetyfm.com. If it gets too confusing, safety.fm will get you there as well. But we're also available on the Safety FM app. We're also available on the Radio Big app, okay? So it gets very interesting. We're going to talk about some other things we have just done this week, but I don't have it. It's finalized. I mean, I can say that it's finalized. I just don't see it, so I don't want to open my big mouth yet and start talking about it. And then if you want to do video stream while you're on the Safety FM website, if you don't want to go to the social media platforms, click on Visual Radio. If you click on Visual Radio and we're live, it will go directly through it. Now, if I have this correct, the only shows that show video in real time as they're going on is the Rated R Safety Show, which is this show that you're hanging out with, and Safety Wars, which occurs in the evening, if I remember correctly, 8 p.m. Eastern time. So you have some options. You got some options to take a look at, okay? So there you go. That's some things to look at. That's some things to do. So let me shut up now, bring in some Mark Mayfield into our life, and let him tell you about what the hell is going on with the news. So let's do that. Oh, not that one. Not that one. We want to do the news.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
NBC News Radio, I'm Mark Mayfield. Former President Trump is inviting Nikki Haley supporters to join his campaign for the White House. Trump posted on Truth Social at the same time the former South Carolina governor was announcing she was suspending her campaign for the presidency. The former president said much of Haley's campaign money came from radical left Democrats as well as her voter base. Haley wished Trump well in her speech, but she didn't officially endorse him. New York Governor Kathy Hochul is deploying 1,000 National Guardsmen and police officers to the city's subways. Trey Thomas reports.
It's an attempt to help drive down the growing crime problem on the subway system.
Anyone looking to do harm or spread fear on our subways, you will be caught, plain and simple.
The troops and officers will conduct random bag checks. She's also pushing a bill that would allow judges to ban violent criminals from the transit system. I'm Trey Thomas.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says he expects interest rates to begin their come down this year. Lisa Taylor fills us in.
In prepared remarks on Capitol Hill, Powell said he's not ready yet to say when. He said the committee does not expect that it will be appropriate to reduce the target range until it has gained greater confidence that inflation is moving sustainably toward 2%. The central bank leader added that policymakers are keeping an eye on risks that inflation poses. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Alabama Governor Kay Ivey has signed a GOP-proposed bill to protect in vitro fertilization into law. Ivey signed the measure Wednesday night, moments after it was officially passed and sent to her, saying that while IVF is complex, she is confident that this legislation will provide the assurances our IVF clinics need. The legislation fails to answer whether an embryo created by IVF should be treated as a child under the law in the state. And Steely Dan keyboardist Jim Beard is dead at 63. He passed away on March 2nd. He started touring with Steely Dan in 2008. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R. Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Three crew members have been killed by a Houthi missile strike on a cargo vessel off Yemen. India's Prime Minister is making his first visit to Indian-administered Kashmir since the government revoked the region's special status in 2019. The armourer who loaded the gun that killed a cinematographer on the set of the movie Rust has been found guilty of involuntary manslaughter. The opposition Labour Party says many Britons will still be worse off after the government's budget announcements.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
A Georgia congressman is using the Lake and Riley murder case to send a message to President Biden. Mitch Evans explains.
When the president makes his State of the Union address on Thursday night, there will be an open seat at the U.S. Capitol building to honor the nursing student who was brutally murdered on the UGA campus last month. Athens 10th District Representative Mike Collins invited Riley's parents to attend the annual speech, but they declined. So Collins wants the president to, quote, see an empty seat in the gallery that memorializes those who are no longer with us because of his open border, end quote. The 22-year-old Riley was allegedly killed by Jose Ibarra, a man from Venezuela who ICE says illegally entered the country near El Paso, Texas in 2022. I'm Mitch Evans.
Congressman Adam Schiff and former Dodger Steve Garvey will square off in November for the California U.S. Senate seat formerly held by the late Dianne Feinstein. On the heels of his primary win, the Republican baseball legend says he's going to stick to what got him to this point.
We're not going to do much differently. Look where we've come in 5 months as compared to 25 years for my competitor. Career politician. His policies have failed the people.
With the mail-in ballots left to be counted, the Burbank Democrat and the Republican baseball 10-time All-Star have garnered about 33% of the vote each. Irvine Congresswoman Katie Porter is a distant third. Jurors convicted Rust movie armorer Hannah Gutierrez-Reed on Wednesday of involuntary manslaughter in the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. Hutchins was killed when the prop gun held by actor Alec Baldwin fired a live round. Gutierrez-Reed was acquitted of tampering with evidence with the involuntary manslaughter charge, carrying a maximum of 18 months in prison. Baldwin's trial is set for July. And Oscar Mayer is coming out with plant-based hot dogs and sausages. The company announced that their not hot dogs and not sausages will hit the shelves later this year. It's a joint venture between their parent company, Kraft Heinz, and the Knot Company, a food tech company backed by Jeff Bezos. Mark Mayfield, NBC News Radio.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
Hey, are you tired of hanging around and talking about safety in a boring kind of format? Well, I got something for you. If you haven't hung out with us yet at safetyfm.com, I'm going to encourage you to do so. Yeah, if you come out to Safety FM, you can come hang out with all kinds of safety professionals. Some are safety professionals. Some are just people that are talking about safety. But we want to do it in a format that makes it fun and entertaining. If you're kind of trying to figure out what the FM portion is, well, we're a radio station and also a podcast network. You can come out, hang out, and listen to my show, The Jay Allen Show. You can listen to Todd Conklin with the pre-accident investigation, Blaine J. Hoffman with the safety pro, The Hop Nerd, Sam Goodman, just to name a few on what could be found on the station. Different things for different people trying to bring safety in an entertaining form. SafetyFM.com. Go to the website, download the app, and carry it with you all day long. SafetyFM.com. We'll be waiting for you.
Right now, our country feels divided, but there's a place where people are coming together.
I gotta tell you, I was nervous to talk to someone so different than me.
Me too, but I'm glad we are.
Love Has No Labels and One Small Step are helping people with different political views, beliefs, and life experiences come together through conversation, and it feels good.
Wow, your story is so...
interesting?
Yeah.
When people actually sit down, talk, and listen to one another, they can break down boundaries and connect as human beings. At lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep, you can listen to amazing, life-changing conversations and find simple tools to start a conversation of your own.
I know one thing. This conversation gives me hope.
It gives me a lot of hope, too.
Take a step toward bringing our country and your community together by having the courage to start a conversation at lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep. A message from StoryCorps, Love Has No Labels, and the Ad Council.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s. Why should saving for retirement be any different? I mean, they go back to college, learn new instruments, start skateboarding. Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. With aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a 3-minute chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach from AARP. You'll get personalized recommendations based on your input that are easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back. Gnarly move, Dad.
Thanks, sweetie.
So wherever you are in your retirement savings journey, head to aceyourretirement.org and start chatting with Avo today. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Oh, yes, Rated R Safety Show. You know, the show that people told me, if you do that shit, it's going to get banned. I don't know where exactly I'm going to get banned at. But, you know, that's how it was. I remember there was such a hesitation at a particular moment in time in regards to doing this. I will tell you, let's go behind the curtain here for a second, because that might be the better way of doing this. For the longest time, I had offered this show up to a lot of people. I had offered this show up to, hey, I have an idea of bringing you on the network. And I will tell you, there was multiple hosts that I approached and said, hey, this would be the layout of the land. It will be a rant show. And then you bring people on, they rant, and then you kind of give these other ordeals of what's going on. We weren't sure if it was going to be news related 100% of the time, but we had some ideas of some other stuff to bring in. And everybody was like, there's no way. Well, I have to tell you, if I remember correctly, yesterday was episode 920 of this thing. So I guess it has been working. So we've had a few people host it at other particular portions, but just like guest host. And I remember one of the times that we had a guest host. Well, I had a big thing going on at the time. My child was being born. So, you know, I've been through a lot during this show. No doubt about that. Anyways, let's not get too far away. Let's get into some of the new stuff of what's going on. As I like to call it, let's get into the shit list. So let's see. FICO, the data analyst firm behind the credit score, announced on Wednesday that the average American credit score decreased a point over last year. Yeah, a point. One company official said that for the first time in a decade, the average score decreased, in this case, from 718 to 717. That's deep. That's deep right there. Scores have climbed steadily since 2008 housing crisis, when the average score bottomed out at 685. COVID-era stimulus spending may also have artificially driven up scores, as Americans use excess savings to pay down debt and shore up on savings account. This is according to CNBC. So what have you seen? How often, let me rephrase here. How often do you check your I love debt score? No. You heard me correctly. How often do you check your I love debt score? Because that's essentially what it is. It is having different types of debt, and what is the frequency that you use it, and how you pay it, and over a time frame, a timeline, if one may do so. Now, if you hang out with Dave Ramsey, he will tell you that his goal, or the goal should be to be at zero, and that's because you're not using debt, you're debt-free. Now, we can have a whole other debate about it, but how often do you check that score? Now, listen, I will tell you, because on how we do things around here, there are some levels of things that we have to check, and that's something that we kind of check all the time around here. It's kind of the way that it goes. That's the way it is. Anyways, take a listen to this. A leftist activist organization called Volcano Group has taken credit for an arson attack at the power plant in Germany that shut down operation for Tesla's Gigafactory there on Tuesday. As officials investigate the protest, it is believed to be connected to Tesla's plan to expand the factory campus into a nearby forest. Though the locals' officials have already rejected the plans that would require cutting down trees, eco-activists previously said that they would set up camp in the forest to delay the construction approval. In response to the Volcano Group's terrorism, Elon Musk posted on X, "These are either the dumbest eco-terrorists in the world, or they are puppets for those who don't know what a good environmental goal is." This is via DW. DW, I tell you. Anyways, the New York state government will deploy a National Guard troops and state patrol officers to the subway stations to assist for the searching of bags and commuters amid a uptick in violent crimes in the Big Apple. Governor Kathy Hochul also announced plans to write laws that would bar violent offenders from accessing subway services and cracking down particularly hard on repeat offenders. This is according to CBS New York. Yes, CBS New York is giving you that data right there. Meanwhile, in San Francisco's voters on Tuesday approved a measure that would allow police to use surveillance drones to supplement vehicle pursuits and limit the amount of time that police officers can spend on an administrative task in order to spend more time on patrol. The vote reflects the move away from the defund the police culture of 2020 and 2021 amid the increases in drug use and violent crimes that have driven and taken people's businesses out of the city. This is according to KRON4. So let's talk about that real quick. Now, think about it for a moment. If you were in the older demo, yes, present company included, which would be me, imagine that at one point in life, you were told you could actually learn how to fly something that has a camera on it, drone in this case, and be able to make money off of it. Now, if you would have told me that years ago, I would have said you're full of horse pucky. Yeah, that's it. So, I mean, I look at it and go, wow, what a different world do we live in nowadays in regards of all of this stuff, because there's just no way that I would have bought that as a concept years and years ago.
Duh.
So there you go. Anyways, let's continue talking. Genius Society Mensa has a new member, and it's a 5-year-old boy from Colorado. Jacob Young's parents are pretty smart themselves. His father is an intelligence officer for the U.S. Space Force, and his mother used to work as a data analyst They say that despite his age, he sits and watches documentaries on the History Channel. The conversations are like what you might have in a high school or college classes, but with our five-year-old at the dinner table, his mother said. In particular, Jacob takes some interest in World War II era airplanes, and he knows he's about to join 150,000 Mensa members across 90 countries. This is according to KKTV. Yeah, KKTV, just in case of you're wondering. Also, a California man was stung in his testicles by a scorpion while he was sleeping in a hotel room at the Venetian in Las Vegas last December. Hey, now. Talk about bed bugs there. Michael Farshi told KLAS 8 News Now that he was sound asleep when he woke up feeling that someone was stabbing him in his, his private area with a sharp glass or a knife. After trying to figure out what had caused the pain, Farshi said that he was shocked to see a scorpion dangling from his undies. After taking a photo of the assailant, he went to the hospital the following day. Farshi said that his family checked out of the hotel, but not before filing an incident report. The Venetian told KLAS that they complied, that they comped the room. Thought that Farshi says that he ended up not being the case, and he is now seeking legal actions against the hotel. Okay, so let's talk about this because I have a lot of questions. The dude was in his underwear. He was sound asleep. He had a scorpion sting his testicles, based on what's being said here. What do you think about this? Not what do you think about his testicles. What do you think about the whole story? Because, listen, there's going to be this weird level of responsibility because you know how this goes. And, I mean, what could you have done differently? There's so many questions here. So, the dude didn't fall out the window. The dude didn't die. He got stung in the testes. Well, not really the testes, but in the testicles. I mean, what a difference when you start thinking about it. I don't know. It gets weird, especially because now we have devoted some moments in time on this show. Good air quality time about some dude's testicles inside of the Venetian. Huh. It's a lot to talk about. Anyways, let's bring in some Erin Royale and let her tell you about what the hell's going on with Money Matters.
Delta Airlines is hiking its checked bag fees by $5 following similar moves by other rivals. Pippa Stevens reports.
As of yesterday, the fee for a first checked bag is now $35. A second checked bag will now cost you $45. The higher fees apply to passengers on domestic flights. It's the first time Delta has raised bag fees since 2018 and follows similar moves by United, American, and JetBlue. You can avoid the fee if you have a SkyMiles American Express card, are an elite-level SkyMiles member, or are flying in first, business, or premium select class.
Apple is making changes to address criticism and comply with new restrictions in the European Union. App developers can now create an alternative app marketplace without a standby letter of credit. The tech giant is also making additional changes to satisfy regulators who say Apple abused its dominance. The U.S. Department of Education has fined Liberty University $14 million for failing to follow a national campus safety law. Richard Sterling has the story.
The agency announced yesterday that the Christian University in Lynchburg had committed 11 violations of the Clery Act, which requires colleges to maintain and disclose information about crime and security on campus. Violations included failing to maintain an accurate crime log and failing to comply with sexual violence prevention and response requirements. The university has agreed to spend an additional $2 million.
Salesforce is donating $150 million to hospitals in Hawaii. The donation, announced Tuesday, is one of the largest private donations in Hawaii's history. Hawaii Pacific Health is getting $100 million and Hilo Medical Center is getting $50 million. Hawaii Pacific will use the money to create a so-called healthcare campus of the future at Honolulu Straub Medical Center, while Hilo Medical Center will use its donation money for a family birthing center, ICU, and neurosurgical program. Consumer and business news, Erin Royale, NBC News Radio.
Okay, thank you, Erin Royale, for that information right there. So let's make sure that I follow along here. So the college in Lynchburg is Falwell's College, if I remember correctly, and wasn't Falwell's son the one that was involved, the wife was sleeping with the pool boy and all the weird stuff. You know, there was like a weird documentary about that not so long ago. the world of the weird. I'm not trying to pick here. I'm just trying to remember because, I mean, when you start thinking about these sexual things that they were, well, not about what the Foul Wheels were doing, but what the school was doing to avoid some of this stuff, it kind of almost goes hand in hand. But that's going to get me in trouble for saying that, I'm pretty sure.
Who truly cares what this guy has to say? Who gives a shit? Rated R, Safety Show.
Okay, the Dow gained about 75 points to close at 38,661 on Wednesday. The S&P gained about 26 points to close at 5,104. And the NASDAQ increased by 91 points to close at 16,031. West Texas Intermediate closed at $79 a barrel and Brent crude was at $82 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.38 on Wednesday, and Bitcoin began to rebound on Wednesday with just up 4%, trading around $66,500. Not a bad time, by the way. Also, let's see, there was about 2,000 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Wednesday, and about such 70 cancellations, give or take. Friday night's Mega Million drawing will be for $687 million jackpot, or a $332 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, now it's time to play. That's for sure. So some stuff to think about as we are talking. So there you go. Anyways, take a listen to this real quick. A Britney Spears lookalike says that she earns around $3,000 a night for lip syncing and dance moves. Allegra Duval says that she has been told that she resembles Spears all her life, so she has decided to use her likeness for a career that she now makes about $25,000 a year. What? Not only has Duvall perfected Spears's moves, she also has a handmade 26 singer iconic outfit. As whether or not she's ever met Spears, Duvall says that she hasn't, but it was that if she did, she'd die. Okay, hold on. So she makes $25,000 a year. That doesn't sound like she's doing that quite a bit. I mean, but still, 25 grand is a good chunk of change for being an impersonator. I mean, wouldn't you think? I mean, I think so. I mean, I could be absolutely wrong. I mean, I don't know what I'm talking about half the time.
Another pitfall of our society. Rated R. Safety Show.
Okay, so let's talk about it. SD County. Yeah, that's San Diego, just in case. Election officials say that 425,000 ballots have been counted so far. Bree Tennis is with the registrar process and protocol.
The state allows mail-in ballots to be accepted until March 12th. Over the next month, the registrar's office will work to ensure all ballots received are valid, postmarked on or before election day, and received by the office within 7 days of the election. Voters who return ballots that were incomplete or forgot to sign the return envelope will be contacted by the registrar's office and have until April 2nd to remedy the situation. After that, final election results will be released. I'm Bree Tennis.
Okay, I need a remedy. Oh, that's a different song. Anyways, take a listen to this real quick. A Texas fraudster is accused of trying to scam then Congressman George Santos and others. Andrew Whitman reports.
Federal prosecutors Wednesday accused El Paso ex-con Hector Medina of offering to make the truth-challenged Long Island congressman's problems disappear if only Santos would wire him $900,000. Santos never responded. The feds say Medina also went after actor Danny Masterson following his rape conviction and other celebrities in trouble. Prosecutors say Medina, who has a history of fraud and theft convictions in Texas, admitted he needed cash to pay off gambling debts. Andrew Whitman, NBC News Radio, New York.
Okay, let's not push the realm of reality here. It's not like people don't pay other people off to get them out of weird crap. I mean, let's just not lie. So I don't think that this is out of the ordinary. Maybe the dude was a scammer, but geez, man, let's be realistic. You know that this is how this stuff goes down. It's all hidden behind the door, weird stuff. Or at least that's what I'm thinking.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Yes, I'm so excited that it's main story time. Why? Because you know what that means? That means that we get to sit back and focus on what's important, on what's going on inside of the world. It's, I mean, not that the other stuff's not important, but we get to sit here and talk about a portion of the day that should be the main portion of the story. You know, some people have asked me, why don't I move this to the front? Because then why would you want to hang out for the rest? I mean, I'm just saying. So let's talk real quick. And let's talk about that weird thing that people want to address, but are never sure on how to address. And I can give it to you from both sides, depending on how you want to take it. When was the last time that you had a conversation with someone that was in upper management that also applied to someone who was a field person. Now, let's think about this real quick. So you had a conversation with upper management, but it also applied to the field person. Okay, so not that the consequences or the conversation that was carried out with the upper management would have an impact on the field people, but that it all coincided with each other. When was the last time that occurred? So if we're kind of thinking rationally here, and that's the question, probably not a lot. If it's occurred, it's probably been one or two times or something catastrophic occurred. Now, let's think about this. Don't be a little bit hesitant as I'm talking about this, because here's the thing. For some reason, when you kind of start doing this work, there's always somebody in the middle. And that person, in this case, we will refer to them as a middle manager. Now, keep in mind, I normally like to speak in teams. And I'm not talking about Microsoft Teams. I'm talking about that I like to speak in teams, talking about that this team should do that theme and move forward with that and all this other stuff. But that's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is how these conversations coincide. Now, listen to me real quick. And it's going to get a little bit strange as I talk about this. If you go to upper management and you're a middle manager, you have to be able to address what the field is doing to the upper management. Now, vice versa, you have to be able to address what upper management's doing to the field. How do you get those teams to align? Now, there is that command and consequence thing, command and do, you know, all that fun stuff. That's a sequence that people do inside of these organizations. But I look at it and go, how are you able to have these conversations to coincide with each other? How are you able to have these conversations to move forward inside of the organization? You're going to be amazed on what I'm going to tell you next. It's called communication. Yeah, that's it. There is no secret sauce. There is nothing that I'm going to tell you that is going to change anything in regards on how this is done. You start a conversation. You have to be able to get to these worlds to align. And some people will sit back and go, I don't get it. And that's okay. So, you know how we do some very weird, simplistic things on this show? On how we go about and we talk about some of the things that are related to the news? How we talk about things that are, let's be realistic, not related to safety? The reason that we do this stuff is for us to have a common bond in regards of having conversations. Now, imagine for a moment, and believe me, the middle manager inside of all organizations is super important. But if that person was not there and an upper management person needed to talk to somebody who was in the field, how would they be able to communicate? They have to have a common bond. A few moments ago, we were talking about the I Love Debt score. I will tell you, in most cases, regardless of where that score lands, not that you're going to have the number of discussion with someone of, here's my number, but let's just use the example. That is a conversation starter in regards on how things can move forward. Because here's the other portion. We were just talking about some guy getting a scorpion stinging him in his ball sack. I mean, let's just be realistic. That's a conversation starter. Not probably the greatest conversation starter, but it is definitely a conversation starter. And I'm going to tell you this one. People will remember that conversation. Here's the thing. Stories are important. I don't care how you look at it. Stories always will take precedence over everything else. I will tell you, most of the things that occur that you remember in regards of what happens when somebody has a discussion with you is related to storytelling. I'm telling you, think about this. Think about your favorite nonfiction book and how they might tell you in this nonfiction book how to apply certain things. What do they normally do? Repeat the story over and over again. Might be different stories, but it is the same context on how this applies. So common denominator is communication. How do you start that communication is really what you need to think about as we move forward. Boy, isn't that a thought?
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You are listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked?
Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm-fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing the dinner's on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree. That's HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree to use the code safetyfmfree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree with code safety FM free. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
Warning. Listening to other radio stations could cause testicle shrinkage.
I'm talking truth.
Okay, still hanging out here on the Rated R Safety Show. You know, we're doing our thing here on Radio Big and on Safety FM. Oh, this right here, some John Rush. This is Sister. Available on Apple Music, Spotify, and YouTube Music, just in case you're wondering. You know, I'm always about having some fun times together. You know, I love me some music. I just can never get enough. You know, I thought it was kind of funny. A few days ago, I'm talking to someone. And I told them that, you know, if you ever pay real close attention to music, you're repeating the same thing over and over again. For most songs, unless you have some really obscure band. And it's like a mantra. And I thought that their brain exploded the moment that I said that. Like, hold on, did I tell you something kind of freaky? Because now I'm not sure if I freaked you out too much. But I guess these things occur. So there you go. Still hanging out. Still doing our stuff on a Thursday. Would love to thank John Rush for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. So let's talk. A lot of stuff, because there is still a lot of things going on inside of the world of the multiverse, because that is what's going on. And I have a strange question for you, because I never know how to interact with these things. And I'm going to tell you what I think is important here in just a moment, but I have a question because I don't ever know how to interact with this stuff. So, unfortunately, yesterday I found out that an acquaintance of mine from high school passed away. Terrible news, still relatively young, left family members behind, a wife and a couple kids. Terrible to hear. And you know, you don't know how to ever interact when you hear information of people passing. I had a friend that died a few years ago, younger than me. And, you know, for some reason, there's always this belief system that when you get old, you're going to pass away. You never expect anybody to die young, and just not, it's not something that you think about. But I started thinking about this, and I've always had this very weird thing that occurred. Recently, I had a guy that I worked for that passed away. And I start looking at this stuff, and I go, I don't know what to do with social media. And let me explain what I mean here. When you know someone and you're connected to them on social media and they pass away, what do you do? Because you know that you still get that stuff related to celebration of their birthday and maybe connections about stuff you guys did together. I never know what to do there because it's a very weird spot. Like, do you disconnect? Do you unfriend? Do you unfollow? Do you stay there? It's just weird. I never know. It's just a weird, weird spot. So if you don't mind, go to safetyfm.com. Go to call-in radio. Let me know what you've done. And I'm not trying to be morbid this morning. I really am not. I just want to know what other people are doing. And not that I'm going to follow everybody else's lead, but I just want to have a better understanding on where we're at. Like, what is... Should I say protocol? What is the proper thing to do? Because it's just weird. It's just a weird thing. It's a weird space. And I've always wanted to have a better understanding of it. I really have. So let's talk about some important stuff real quick. And let me tell you real quick about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And To Write Love on Her Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com. Click on the section that says find help on their website. Once you get there, there's going to be all kinds of information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support, resources, just to name a few. That's just a few. I mean, I could probably spend a good chunk of time just sitting here talking about what's on there. So take a look at it. Let me know what you think. Let's move forward with it. To Write Love on Her Arms, TWLOHA.com. If you go there, it could change your life. Not a joke. I'm not saying that. And here's the fun part. I talk about that website And I talk about it because I think it's so important. They're not a paid sponsor, never have been a paid sponsor. I have never accepted a gift, anything from them in regards of it. I think it's so important for us to have that discussion. And I think that they are one of the greatest resources that are out there. Just want to specify that. It is 50 minutes past the top of the hour. Let's talk a little bit. Let's talk about the stress and distress real quick. You know how it is when you get a really busy day and nothing seems to go right? And you swear and you can feel that your hair is turning gray? Well, not in my case, unless it's just my beard. Well, the scientists at North Carolina State University say that younger adults really can look and feel older, especially in stressful days. A study authors collected data from 107 people between the ages of 18 and 36. And the key finding was that on days when the study participants responded experience a higher level of stress than normal. Normally they did. They also reported looking and feeling older. Interestingly, though, this was only true on days when they were reported feeling that they had less control over their lives and than what they normally did. The scientists say that it tells that the pheromones, yes, I did say pheromones, of stress making people feel older is not limited to older adults. And it could also result in negative health outcomes in the long term. So great. You know what else stresses me out? Someone telling me that stressful days is going to make me look older. And yet, somehow, Jim Polzel manages to waltz around here, you know, in the evening and breeze through a couple hour shift. And he looks younger every day. So go figure. I mean, I don't get it. It works out for him. Maybe he knows the secret of life. Maybe someone needs to talk to him and figure out what the hell's going on. So there you go. Anyways, let's talk real quick. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey has signed a GOP proposed bill to protect vitro fertilization into law. Michael Kastner has more.
Ivey signed the measure Wednesday night, moments after it was officially passed and sent to her, saying that while IVF is complex, she is confident that this legislation will provide the assurances our IVF clinics need. The new law protects providers from lawsuits and criminal prosecution for the damage or death of an embryo during IVF services. It does not, however, address the question of whether an embryo created by IVF should be treated as a child under state law. I'm Michael Kastner.
You know, if we were just on the traditional radio at the moment, no video, we would be playing Sweet Child of Mine at this particular moment in time, because that's just how my brain works in regards of what's going on. This question is going to continue to go on, not about the Sweet Child of Mine song, but what exactly is going to go on with the IVF scenario. So we're going to have to be on the lookout for that. Anyways, with that being said, let's bring some John Smalls into our life, because why in the hell not? He's going to give you some motivation, or at least for a minute.
The Motivation Minute is possible with support from GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Heidi. Shane Steele said, "May we stop seeing ourselves through the eyes of people that never saw us." I love this quote. I had a great discussion with somebody that I've known for years, but I didn't really know them until recently. We finally had a chance to spend some time together, and we discovered that we're not as different as we both thought we were. We don't agree on many different topics, but we do agree on way more. We had a great chat, and we kind of danced around some hot-button issues, but we found so much common ground that it allowed us room to realize that we're on the same page for far more than either of us would have known without this very fun and interesting chat.
The Motivation Minute.
This has been today's Motivation Minute, made possible with support from GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Your favorite quotes can be submitted at MotivationMinute.org.
Two more wrongful death suits are pending over a Pennsylvania nurse who allegedly killed multiple patients using insulin injections. An attorney representing the families of two deceased patients of Heather Presti has filed the litigation. Guardian Healthcare and their Bel Air Health and Rehab Center in Lower Burrell are both named as defendants in the suit, with the attorney claiming they were negligent in hiring Presti after she was let go from other facilities. She is facing multiple counts, including first-degree murder, for allegedly injecting nearly 20 people with high doses of insulin at five different health centers between 2020 and 2023. And Salesforce is donating $150 million to two hospitals in Hawaii, one of the largest single private donations in Hawaii's history. Hawaii Pacific Health is getting $100 million, and Hilo Medical Center is getting $50. Health updates, Sarah Lee Kessler, NBC News Radio.
Tearing the ass out of you like gas station sushi.
Okay, there you go. Some gas station sushi coming your general way right now. So there you go. Anyways, let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. As I take a look around, let's see. Let's go to 2021. Oprah Winfrey sits down with an interview to have with Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. The royal couple dropped multiple bombshells during the chat, including that Meghan's feeling suicidal after being subject to racial treatment by the royal family. Viewers were torn over whether to sympathize with the company, or the royal family. So there you go. Let's talk about some birthdays that are going on today. Mary Epps turns 31. Brandon T. Jackson turns 40. Jenna Fisher turns 50. Jolly Jenkins turns 50. Peter Sagard turns 53. Rachel Wentz turns 54. Wanda Sykes turns 60. Tom Laham turns 65. Bryan Cranston turns 68. And Daniel J. Travanti turns 84 today, just in case if you were wondering. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, well, I always have some of those for you. It's National Slam the Scam Day. National Hospitalist Day, National Flapjack Day, National Be Heard Day, National Cereal Day, Plant Power Day, Name Tag Day, National Crown Roast a Pork Day, National Sock Monkey Day, and Alexander Graham Bell Day. So there you go. If you want to be about the days, I guess today's your day to be about it. No doubt about that. So there you go. Let's talk about Did You Know real quick. It turns out that having a big, well-developed abs could be a bad thing for a man's health. Researchers from the University of California, San Diego are challenging the commonly held belief that body composition, the amount of fat, bone, and muscle in the body, is the indicator of heart health. The new research found that men with larger abdominal muscles area 6 times greater risk of heart disease. They did not find the same correlation with women. I just saw this in time. I was about to do a setup, so I guess it's good to know this ahead of time. So there you go. If you need a random joke for today, I have one of those for you. So it turns out that being an adult is mostly just Googling how to do stuff. If you need a question or if you need a phone starter for today, try this. What were you absolutely certain of until you found out that you were wrong? If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. 23% of people who have quit their job did this first. What is it? They called their mom. Like, did you call your mom in the process of doing it? Or did you call your mom to say, Mom, what do you recommend? I don't know. I'm pretty sure that if I called my mom to tell her that I was quitting my job, she'd probably have nothing to do with me. Oh, now that I think about it, she doesn't have anything to do with me. That's a whole other story.
Duh.
Anyway, so there you go. That's going to sum up our time together. Thanks for hanging out with me on this lovely Thursday as we get to do all the fun stuff that we get to do. At the top of the hour, I will be going over to Radio Big, hanging out over there and bringing you the world of music and entertainment to your Hans. If you stay here on Safety FM, you will get to hang out with Shelton Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. Okay, that's what he talks about. So that's the hangout. Matter of fact, I need to call him because we're supposed to be hanging out at some point because he is in Florida for, you know, God forbid for one time. So let's see what happens there. Maybe I can get him to do this thing live here. We'll leave that for another conversation. So there you go. Anyways, that's it. Thank you for being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big. And that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. No doubt about that. Can leave you with a deep thought for today. I'd love to leave you with this. If you can't believe in miracles, then believe in yourself. But if you need to believe in miracles, listen to the song called Miracles by Cannons. Matter of fact, maybe I'll just play that at the top of the hour. Who knows? Anyway, so that's it. Thank you. I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.